Okay, it's time for Acoustic Ceiling. It's 4:02. Thank you, Brian.
Another
great show. Brian Young and
Happy
Crash.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Crash Course for the Ravers. And it's October 30th, 2021. Can you believe that? And tomorrow is Halloween. I might play a couple of spooky songs, but I'll be playing all kinds of different music. So we'll start in just about 1 minute.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. This show is going to spotlight George Carlin, the Grateful Dead, and, of course, the Velvet Underground. I always think of those three together for some crazy reason. This is WMFO Medford.
Holding you, you holding me. Everyone could see we were in ecstasy. Making love against the wall, feeling very small, and we didn't need to be. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come too. Oh, my darling, help me. When I'm without you, I fall down and graze my knees. I look so funny and I feel sad. Your love is all I've ever had. So please don't tease. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that yesterday, no tomorrow. Could it be I had to borrow someone new? I know that I'm the one to blame, but all the same, there must be something you can do. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come to. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come to. Easy now, don't let my love go out of you. Please remember that I want you to come too.
Must say I'm relieved to not be slinking around the back streets, pining for your attention at the end of the night when I can't sleep. Better in my own sheets. No more pretending to like cinnamon in my coffee. I'm a simpler woman than you wanted me to be. Well, yeah, wanna be called a man, but a boy is all I see. And you said you did your best, you did your best, you did your best to love me. Love me as you could. And I know I gave my best, I gave my best, I gave my best, like I wished you
Israel Hospital. Could that help to explain why I love the Fenway so well? Nowhere do I feel more at home, it seems, than on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dream. When I was small, we'd go to old Mechanics Hall, and we got to see mighty Ted Williams hit one over the right field wall. Oh man, nostalgia comes out every day, it seems, on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dream. Sometimes it rains there, and then it's just plain damp and cold. Sometimes I'd roam its little path when I felt old. Now smell the air, and you'll smell exhaust fumes everywhere, because the Fenway's just too narrow not to be bothered by the mail. But there's a silence to the place as you stand there in the sun, and there's an ancient haunting sorrow, because its glory days have gone, and there is silence in the Gardner Museum, on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dream. And there's a silence to the place as you stand there in the sun, and an echo from an era that's already passed and gone. And there is silence in the Gardner Museum, that's on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dream. Boston's Fenway, where I dreamed my dream.
Jonathan Richman and Andrew Bird, that's live from the Great Room. on the Fenway where I dreamed my dreams, and there's silence in the Gardner Museum. This is WMFO in Medford. We started the program off with Easy Now by Eric Clapton, and then it was The Dead Pens with Coffee and Cinnamon. And I have lots and lots of music. Of course, that was Jonathan Richman and Andrew Bird singing about the Fenway. We're going to smash through the acoustic ceiling right now. And this is a song by the Velvet Underground. I hope you'd like it. It's called I'm Waiting for the Man. And this is probably a version you've never heard before. I'm Waiting for the Man by Velvet Underground. Check it out.
$6 in my hand, up to Lexington 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man. Hey white boy, what you doing uptown? White boy, you just are win around.
Oh, pardon me, sir. Nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man. Here you come.
I'm waiting for the man. Take two.
Fire. almost gone. They're portable, lightweight, easy to use, collapsible, convenient, and guaranteed. Get one now. The new Super Jumbo Deluxe. Handy, pre-wrapped designer colors and available in all sizes. Get one now. They won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel, but they might kill you.
Hello, I'm Howard Beamer, and I'm running for state's attorney general. This is my pledge to you. If I'm elected, I promise that if anyone breaks the law, I personally will go to his or her house and beat the shit out of them.
Backwards words say to you, die.
When I wake up, I can't even stay up. I slept through the day, fuck. I'm not getting younger. But when I'm older, I'll be so much stronger. I'll stay up for longer.
Meet me at our spot.
Call a bye. Hey, baby, are you coming for the ride? I just wanna look into your eyes. I just wanna stay.
Willow and Tyler Cole, The Anxiety, doing Meet Me at Our Spot. This is WMFO in Medford. I like to mix it up a little bit of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss before that, the Velvet Underground, of course. And at the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of all the songs that you heard on today's show. And speaking of the Velvet Underground, here's one that you probably have never heard by them. It's Satellite of Love.
Sorrows come and go. Now we see the human race has put its footprints on the moon's face. Satellite's gone up to the sky, but it's not as nice as looking in your eye.
Satellite of love, sure makes a hell of a fondue.
Not me, folks. I don't eat anything I don't recognize immediately. If I've got to ask questions, fuck it, I pass, you know. I'm not here to make inquiries. I come here to goddamn eat. Now give me something I recognize, like a carrot. I can trust a carrot. Certain things don't look right. You ever been going down the buffet line and suddenly here's a big pile of yellow shit? Something you ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is. I'm not gonna ask either. But I am gonna look at it. Because other people are eating of it. And I've noticed the average pile of yellow shit on the buffet has about 5 ingredients in it, but they're all yellow. That means 4 of them gave up. Now then, there are some things I don't like the looks of, even though I know what they are. Sliced tomatoes. I just don't care for the way they look. Looks like a little pink bicycle tire, you know? Well, I don't eat bicycle tires. Why should I eat a little pink one? The real trouble with tomatoes, sliced tomatoes especially, is that they don't look like they're finished developing yet. You know, looks like they're still in the larva stage. There's thousands of seeds in there and a whole bunch of jelly-looking stuff. It's like that stuff at the end of an egg. Get it off my plate. It's slimy. And I know it's not the end of an egg. It's the beginning of a chicken. Hen come. Ah! Oh, I'm fun in the coffee shop. Lobsters and crabs, they don't look like food to me either. Anything that's crawling toward me sideways with big pinchers, you know, hey, that don't make me hungry. In fact, my instinct is step on that fuck!
I'm about twice my age. Be a nobility gentle and generate. Sputter in the dirt, lining on the draw. Before I do the book and break, children are alive. I gotta be. Feeling it dead for PM. Just one thing I gotta say. Need a miracle.
Yeah.
guys need a miracle every day. It's Grateful Dead from way back in 1990 from Madison Square Garden. I Need a Miracle Every Day. And before that, we heard The Velvet Underground. Like I said, at the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of every song you heard. I hope you stick around for it. Right now, we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to play something by Lara Herskovich. This is from Highway Philosophers, I should say. And it's a tune called Careful Porcelain Doll. And it's for you, and it's 91.5 FM. We are WMFO.org. And call us at 855-915-9636. I'd love to hear from you. And without further ado, here is Lara Herskovich.
I was gonna be a New York Yankee number 9. Protect the left field from the third baseline. Summer green grass chasing fly ball. Grandmother's giving careful porcelain dolls. I knew I could learn to hit a home run over every center field wall. Try not to argue terrible umpire calls. Grandmother's giving careful porcelain dolls. Time to be a careful porcelain doll. Red wine, white dinner jacket before Labor Day. Silver candlesticks all in the rightful place. In a long white dress waltzing in a rented hall. Smiling like a careful porcelain doll. Resting in a crystal glass, I was wild roses on a mountain pass. I saw the future in that crystal ball, and all I felt was careful porcelain doll. Paid by numbers in reverse, what life is at. Time to be a careful porcelain doll. Ceramic and pearl, pirouetting ballet, tiny teacup world, or rosewood, six string steel, searching sawdust to figure out what I feel in reverse, what life is asking. Never time to rehearse. I sprinted into the nearest brick wall to break all remaining careful porcelain doll. Music above it all. I have no time to be a careful porcelain doll.
She is crying, she's been crying all night long. She's been crying for her one and only son. She will weep, she will moan, she will moan the night away. She will weep. Doctor, but the doctor can't be found. So what can I do but sit and look?
send this girl her one and only son. She is crying. Crying, she is crying the whole night long. She is crying for the one and only son.
Eric Clapton there with Crying. That sounds like something WUMB would play. I wonder if they would play anything like this.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Not makes flowers. Who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Become a schmuck, a licensed practicing schmuck, or if you qualify, a CPS. That's right, a certified public schmuck. You know, it may not seem like it when you look around, but there is a shortage of schmucks in today's society. And there's big money in schmuckdom. The average schmuck today earns over $34,000 a year. And there are openings for schmucks in virtually every field. The government is run by schmucks, big business is run by schmucks, and more, people are becoming schmucks on their own. You know, some guys can only manage to be schmucks on New Year's Eve, but here's your opportunity to become a full-time, year-round schmuck. Give us a call. Don't be a schmuck. Be a schmuck.
Here are some notes of community interest. The Elderly Dykes Home is sponsoring their annual Tits for Tots campaign. Tonight they will be presenting a slideshow entitled The Great Cabbage Fart Panic of 1860. St. Anthony's Home for the Occasionally Coherent is holding a staring contest tonight with the proceeds to benefit the Dead People's Olympics.
Of love and life and walking. I don't care about your days a caring and not talking. But it's your right, the way that you live. It's all right, the way that you live. You won't call. It doesn't matter if your sun shines out in the evening. Don't wait, the moon will wait for you to come all night and talking. I don't care about your resume and the nightlife you keep burning. I don't care what your old man says, all the ways you have the learning. But it's alright, the way that you live. It's alright, the way that you live. It don't right. It doesn't matter what they all say, you're gonna miss around. It's okay. It doesn't matter if you're awful bright. I don't care about your ways of love and life and walking. I don't care about your days of caring and not talking. But it's alright, the way that you live. 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 It's alright.
Some people are really insistent. I said, have a nice day! All right, all right, okay, goddammit, all right!
91.5 WMFO Medford.
The trouble with have a nice day, it puts all the pressure on you. Now you've got to go out and somehow manage to have a good time. All because of some loose-lipped cashier. Have a nice day. Maybe I don't feel like having a nice day. Maybe, just maybe, I've had 63 nice days in a row. And by God, I'm ready for a crappy day. Let someone wish me a crappy day. I never hear that. Have a crappy day. That's no problem at all. All you have to do is get up some mornings. There's no planning involved. You know, the trouble with that nice day stuff for me is that word nice. It's just such a soft, kind of flabby word. You know, there's no character to it.
Nice. Isn't he nice? Oh, he is so nice. And she's nice, too. Isn't that nice?
It's like fine. How are you?
Fine.
Bullshit. Nobody's fine. Hair is fine. How's your hair?
Love, love, yeah. Take up the open plow that feels around. Gone are the days when the lady said, "Baby, Jimmy Jack Jones, won't you come to me?" Well, I'm women. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down. It looks like the old man getting on. 1920 when he stepped to the bar, drank to the trick of the whiskey jar. 1920 when the wall came in, made his way selling red eyed gin. looks like the old man getting old.
Demise and the soul of a city. There is something wicked innocence was lost in the garden. There lives something wicked. If you see something looking, don't look it in its eyes. In the garden, in the city, in the
Jimbo Mathis right there with In the Garden from his record White Buffalo. And guess what? It's time for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started the show off way back at 4 o'clock with Eric Clapton. We heard Easy Now, a classic Clapton song off the record Eric Clapton, of course. Then, following God, we heard... What do we hear? We heard The Dead Pens with Coffee and Cinnamon from Unaddressed. Then it was Jonathan Richman and Andrew Bird doing The Fenway from Live from the Great Room. The Velvet Underground gave us a demo version of I'm Waiting for the Man. We heard a couple versions of that. It's that can be found on Peel Slowly and See. 1965 to 1969, The Velvet Underground. Then it was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with Killing the Blues. That's from Sandblasters, a Raising Sand Companion by Mojo. And they did a lot of nice work together, those two. But they're not a couple. Remember that. They're friends, and they get along really well. After Sandblasters, we heard a couple. We heard... The Anxiety with Meet Me at Our Spot from the Meet Me at Our Spot single. That was a great tune by Willow Smith and Tyler Cole. Then it was The Velvet Underground with Satellite of Love from that Peel Slowly box set. George Carlin was in there with Fussy Eater Part 2 from A Place for My Stuff. We heard a bunch of George Carlin sprinkled through today's show, including First Amendments and Have a Nice Day. Following Fussy Eater, we heard The Grateful Dead with I Need a Miracle from Dick's Picks, Volume 9. We heard Lara Herskovich singing Careful Porcelain Doll from Highway Philosophers. Then it was Eric Clapton again with a live rendition of Cryin' from Crossroads 2, from Live in the 70s, Crossroads 2. The Velvet Underground gave us Who Loves the Sun from Loaded. That's the song we know and love. Then it was The Velvet Underground with It's All Right, The Way That You Live. That was the last one by them from Peel Slowly and See. The Grateful Dead was in there with Brown Eyed Women. It's from a release that just came out. It's a release from Dave's Picks. It's volume 40. I just got in the mail today. 25,000 were released. I got limited edition number 17,019. And, that was for you. That was Brown Eyed Women. And that was recorded at the show from 1990 from the Deer Creek Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. Wow, hot stuff. Jimbo Mathis and the Tri-State Coalition gave us In the Garden from White Buffalo. And the background music we heard was Tina Lech and Ted Davis doing a song, well... The song was by them doing, I think it's called The Copperhead, The Boys of the Town. This is Vin Magazzini signing off. It's been a treat to play all this music for you. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to stick around a little bit for the next DJ, making sure they come in. If not, I'll switch it to automation and let the computer rock your world. Hey, remember the two things, or remember the one thing that Mark Twain told us and words I live by. The two most important days in your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO Medford. I'll see you all next week. Take care. Keep it locked on 91.5 FM. Like I said, WMFO Medford.
Don't wanna get ahead of myself, feeling things I've never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.